Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has declared a state of emergency on homelessness.
I will not accept a homelessness crisis that afflicts more than 40,000 Angelenos and affects every one of us. It is a humanitarian crisis that takes the life of five people every day.
It was Bass's first action as mayor. She was sworn in yesterday. For more, let's bring in Austin Cross with member station KPCC in California. Austin, hello.
Hi, Deepa.
Before we get to that declaration, we should point out that this is a historic moment for Los Angeles. Bass is the first woman to serve as mayor and the second African-American. How are constituents feeling about this beginning of a new era?
You know, based off of what I've heard, people are very excited. And I think that there was a lot of symbolism in the overall inauguration ceremony that she did yesterday. There's, of course, musical performances that were both Latino as well as Black. There were different speakers that represented the various parts of the city that she wants to bring together. And then, of course, there's a celebration of the fact that, yes, she is the first woman in the job. We heard from the first Senate leader, who is also a woman in California, who spoke. Then, of course, first female vice president, Kamala Harris, was the one that swore her in. So it was definitely referenced throughout the day. And it seemed like people were very excited just to be in that room.
Moving to this homelessness declaration, what does the state of emergency declaration mean in terms of the power that it gives Bass to solve this crisis?
Well, by declaring a state of emergency, Bass becomes the emergency director of the city government, and she can cut through any red tape. What does red tape mean? Permits, lengthy reviews, anything standing in the way of building housing. And that will give her a few extra tools to combat homelessness here. So she'll be able to divert and assign resources and staff wherever she sees fit. She'll also be able to speed up the acquisition of land where new housing can be built. And she'll even have the right to commandeer a property if she wanted. That's more of an extreme option. But on that point, I will say in the past few years of the pandemic, some city council members pushed our last mayor to take over hotels and motels for the purpose of housing individuals. So that's something that we might see play out here. There's a major caveat. I just want to squeeze this one in. It's that the city council must approve that declaration and reapprove it every 30 days. I don't foresee them standing in her way at any point, but she will have to report back to them on that.
Oh, important point. Glad you made that. So Bass has been upfront about her mission, obviously, to address homelessness. It was a big part of her campaign. She discussed it yesterday when she was sworn in. Let's listen.
If we just focus on bringing people inside and comprehensively addressing their needs and moving them to permanent housing with a way to pay their bills, we will save lives and we will save our city. And this is my mission as your mayor.
Okay, well, we have heard her mission to do with the housing crisis. Austin, what other issues are top of mind for Bass and what challenges might she face while trying to solve them?
Well, she laid out a few of her priorities in her speech we just heard there, but top line, creating more housing in all neighborhoods, not just the densest ones, not just the low-income ones, creating more jobs as a way to lower crime. She spoke about green energy and overall spreading what she calls the magic of LA across the whole city to give more opportunities to more people.
I like that. The magic ball. She might need some of that when it comes to the city council, which has made national news for the controversy after members were caught earlier this year making racist remarks on leaked audio tape. Now, over the weekend, there's been more drama with Councilman Kevin De Leon, the only member from that tape still on the council. He got into a physical altercation with an activist. How might this turmoil affect Bass's plans as mayor?
Oh, yeah, that is definitely top of mind for some people, especially after that leaked tape scandal, especially after the scuffle with the activist. I'll say that Mayor Bass has echoed calls that he resign. Pretty much the entire Democratic Party has called on him to step down. That includes President Biden. He has refused. Overall, though, there's been a lot of turnover on the city council. Nearly half of the 15 seats are filled with different people from a year ago. So De Leon's continued presence is something of a sideshow, definitely representative of some of LA's deeper racial divides, which is a whole conversation in itself. But big picture, I'm not sure how much brain power Mayor Bass plans to expend on him going forward.
Okay. Well, come back and have that conversation with us another time. Austin Cross with member station KPCC and LAist in California. And I have to say that LAist has been doing some excellent coverage. If you want to learn more, go to their website. Thanks for your time, Austin.
Thanks, Deepa.